Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
If we're not having moments that we're allowing ourselves to be known, boy, how quickly that can kill a marriage. And that's why I like that verse. I think it's so true in relationships that our communication is really, it has the power of life or death.
You know, when you think about it, Greg, when Jesus says, you know, your sins I remember no more, and that he sends new mercies to our door every morning. We get new mercies every morning, and that because of his great love, we are not consumed. His compassions, they never fail. All that combined, when you think about if he was the kind of God who reminded us again and again of our past mistakes, we would never be able to get out of bed because it would be so despairing to be constantly reminded and condemned. But he came to redeem us and to save us. And yet in marriage, I would defer to you as the expert here, but what I hear when I'm out on the road.
That's brave of you.
Yeah. I'm just saying that to make you feel good. But anyway, no, but truly though, and I think you and I talked about this a lot on Everyday Relationships, and we saw it in questions, where I think one of the killers of healthy relationship and marriage is bringing up the past. And we have to bring it up to sort it through so we can resolve it. But not letting your spouse forget all the ways they've messed up, to me, would be a death knell, wouldn't it?
It is. There's a really good, healthy kind of reminiscing when I think about the way the scriptures talk about an Ebenezer. An Ebenezer is when we intentionally notice the way God has shown up in our life or in our relationships. So I think it's really healthy for a couple to have those moments where they're reminiscing on the good, the what they've learned, how God has grown them, the good times that we've had. I think on the flip side, the death part of that is if we're always bringing up the negative, we're bringing up past mistakes. If that becomes our focus, what happens is that it really truly does affect our belief about our spouse. We see them then in such a negative light. Those negative beliefs develop, and I tell you, when couples see each other with such a negative lens, that's a huge, huge red flag in a relationship, because it doesn't matter what I did, good or bad. If my wife only sees me as bad and keeps bringing up the negative, there's not much I can do, and that will dictate then her belief about me and subsequently how she treats me and even her willingness maybe to exit out of the relationship. So you're right. I think a part of that good life-giving communication is to really guard against bringing up a lot of the negatives that have happened over the years.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.